We welcome
Marvin Sapp. How you doing?
Marvin, what's popping?
Man, I'm straight. How are you?
How about this journey that you're on?
It's been an unbelievable journey, man. And I can't believe it, and it's still going.
Let me ask you, Marvin, how does it feel?
You know what? I don't know how to feel. I'm just excited and extremely grateful and thankful.
Never would have made it. Loved the song. Seems like it's a personal testimony for me and many other people. How did this song come to be?
Well, it was just birthed out of a real traumatic situation that happened in my life in September 2006. And September 2006, I lost my dad. Mm-hmm. And Henry Louis Sapp Jr. went on to be with the Lord. And I had the responsibility, if you will, of eulogizing him, because I was not just his son, but I was his pastor. And that Sunday after the funeral, the first Sunday in October, I came to church broken and distraught, and as I always do, I close out praise and worship at my church, and I just stood up, man, with tears just flowing down my face, and I just started singing the words, I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. I'd have lost my mind. But now I see how you've been there for me, and because of this, I'm going to be stronger, wiser, and better. And it just took root. My church went up. And my wife just said, where'd you get that from? I said, God just gave it to me while I was standing here. And she told me I needed to record it, and I fought it, you know, because I was like, you know, I believe that this is a song that God gave me for my personal situation. And then she kept encouraging me, and then God revealed to me that, you know, I had to record it because, you know, just as Jesus told Peter that Satan desired to sift him as wheat, you know, sometimes you got to go through things in life for the purpose of helping somebody else. So I'm really excited and that it has been such a profound and helpful and encouraging song to so many people, you know, and I'm blown away. I never thought that this would ever happen, but thank God for it.
Never would have made it. It's still number one on some charts. What's next for Pastor Marvin Sapp?
I mean, you know, the record is still number one on the Billboard charts. We've been number one for maybe 6 months since it's been out. And, you know, of course, we broke the record for the longest running single, and that's been 6 months. And we're about to do a brand new concept video, Never Would Have Made It. Hopefully you'll get a chance to see it on BET. Also, we, as a pastor in my church, we just finished and closed on a 17-acre campus in our city. Former seminary, and we're really excited about purchasing that. And in the fall of 2008, we'll be opening the Grand Rapids Ellington Academy of Arts and Technology. It is actually a public school in our city, a partnership with our CDC Relativity, and we'll be starting with 6th and 7th graders in the area of performing arts. So, I mean, it's a whole lot that I do. It's more to Marvin Sapp than just the music, but we're going to be here tonight. We're actually going to be in Portsmouth at the Willett Hall concert April 4th. I'm excited about coming and sharing and ministering to the best of my ability, and just look forward to seeing all of the people from the Hampton Roads area to come and be with us tonight, because we're going to have a powerful time in the Lord.
It is our guest, Dr. Marvin Sapp, on Star 94.1.